In the morning when he go to work is the last time I hear from him.
You think he's in there?
Yes.
And there has to be a change.
There's really not much I can say, you know, about the pain that we're feeling right now.
Now at 11, yet another mass shooting, this time killing 7 people here in the Bay Area. A gunman opens fire at 2 mushroom farms.
From KPIX, this is the Late News with Sarah Donchi on CBS News Bay Area.
Hello, I'm Sarah Donchi. Tonight, the nation's latest mass shooting happened right here in the Bay Area. 7 people are dead. One person is in the hospital tonight after shootings at 2 mushroom farms in Half Moon Bay. Deputies say the gunman actually turned himself in. They say there is no longer a threat to the community at this point. Just this weekend, 11 people were killed in another mass shooting down in Southern California. So here is what we know about the shootings in the Bay Area. 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident Chun-Li Zhao was in custody tonight. San Mateo County Sheriff believes he may have been a worker at one of those farms. And this didn't end in a pursuit or a standoff. It ended when the suspect drove himself to the sheriff's department to a substation. We caught the arrest on camera. And after they arrested him, sheriff's deputies spent hours combing through his car. They say they found a semi-automatic weapon inside. Today's shooting is the deadliest in the Bay Area since San Jose's VTA shooting back in 2021. A VTA employee opened fire at a rail yard, killing 9 people before turning the gun on himself. We have live team coverage tonight with crews fanned out across Half Moon Bay in San Mateo County. Lauren Toms has spent all evening in Half Moon Bay. She was at the sheriff's news conference earlier. She's live with more on how all of this happened today. Lauren?
Yeah, hey, Sarah, the scene here at the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay is quiet now after hours of investigation, which, of course, is ongoing. The parking lot behind me is where the suspect, Chun-Li Zhao, was apprehended and taken into custody. Our photojournalist Jim Flanagan caught that moment. This afternoon, Zhao is believed to have shot and killed 7 people and critically wounded 1 more person. We're told all the victims are adults. As of tonight, authorities do not have a motive for today's attacks at local mushroom farms here in Half Moon Bay. But again, here is what we do know. Zhao is a Half Moon Bay resident at 67 years old and is believed to have been employed at one of these mushroom farms. Authorities tell us that roughly 2 hours after the first shooting took place, he arrived at this parking lot at the San Mateo County substation, where he was recognized by deputies who also seized the semi-automatic handgun. That weapon, we're told, is believed to be the only weapon involved in this incident. Earlier, we spoke with a woman who arrived at the substation to get answers on today's tragic events and happened to pull up right as the suspect was being taken down. A moment she describes as calm but authoritative. Take a listen to what she had to say.
The reason I came down here tonight is because I am part of the agricultural and food systems community here in town. And like the rest of the nation, it's under a lot of pressure. These folks are under an intense amount of stress in their everyday lives coming from a multitude of directions. And it results in incidents like this.
Here in Half Moon Bay, this is a community with a large agricultural and fishing community. They were rocked just weeks ago by the recent storms across their infrastructure and farms. Earlier in a press conference, we heard an emotional plea for aid from local officials.
Our hearts are broken. We are deeply grateful for law enforcement for their work this evening. But in the end, there are simply too many guns in this country.
This is something that we get to watch on the news. Never think that it's gonna come and hit home. Today, we're on the news. Our community has been affected.
Just about an hour ago, a tow truck came to pick up the suspect's car and transport it to the San Mateo County Crime Lab, that maroon Lexus SUV right there. The deputies appear to have obtained a search warrant and spent hours combing the vehicle. Now, at this hour, authorities are desperately trying to get as much information as possible from the suspect as to why they would carry out this tragic mass shooting here in Half Moon Bay. And we'll keep you updated with any developments we get.
All right, Lauren, thank you. I'm sure we will be learning that in the coming days and weeks. Certainly, we appreciate your work. The tragedy, of course, in all of this is there are families in Half Moon Bay and beyond who haven't heard from their loved ones or have gotten unimaginable news tonight. The sheriff's office opened a family reunification center at Ides Hall on Main Street. We want to go now to Betty Yu. She's live there now. She's been talking to people for hours, including people who really worry that their loved ones may have been killed. Betty?
That's right, Sarah. And the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office have kept the media at a distance from the reunification center behind me. But tonight I did speak with one woman over the phone. She was here earlier and she confirmed that her partner was among the victims.
Alicia Ortega spent the afternoon anxious and distraught, trying to get in touch with her partner, who worked as a manager at a mushroom farm just off Highway 1.
When's the last time you heard from him?
In the morning when he go to work is the last time I hear from him, and pretty much is it.
You think he's in there?
Yes.
Her worst nightmare became a reality hours later. She told me that the love of her life, Martin Martinez, was shot inside the mushroom farm, and his coworker witnessed the crime. Loved ones of victims and those living in the active crime scene area gathered at the Family Reunification Center on Main Street Monday night. Coastal residents and volunteers from the nonprofit ALICE, which responds to natural disasters and emergencies, answered the community's call for help.
You know, I walked into my boss's office at 4 and I said, there's 4 people dead in my town. I have to go. And I mean, the farm workers on the coast have a rough life as it is, and this is just, it's terrible.
Kate Shea and Lizette Diaz help bring blankets, warm meals, and snacks to those affected by the mass shooting. They started off the year volunteering to help storm victims who are still flooded out of their homes.
It's been a rocky road the past couple of weeks. I mean, the community comes out. When we reach out, the community does come to help.
Lizette is still trying to process the sudden burst of violence in her quiet agricultural town.
I was shocked. I mean, I would have never thought something like this would happen in a small, close community. We're all very close. We all know each other. We know our neighbors. We know the people who work within our community. It was heartbreaking.
And we are still waiting for all of the victims to be identified by the coroner. Sarah?
Betty, that woman who shared the story about her husband is just so incredibly devastating. I can't even imagine how she's feeling now. What did you learn about the people that work on this farm?
Well, I spoke with a delivery driver who works at one of those farms, and he says that it's mostly a mix of Chinese and Mexican farm workers. He also mentioned that he left that site just off Highway 1 today around 10 a.m. He didn't notice anything unusual about the work site. And of course, hours later, all of that changed. Sarah?
All right, Betty, just a horrible, horrible situation for so many people. Thank you for your reporting. FBI officers in San Francisco are helping the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department right now with the investigation. Deputies, however, are taking the lead. Governor Gavin Newsom, who is also dealing with the fallout from another mass shooting down in Southern California, tweeted this out, quote, at the hospital meeting with victims of a mass shooting when I get pulled away to be briefed about another shooting, this time in Half Moon Bay. Tragedy upon tragedy. That first tragedy Newsom mentioned is, of course, the mass shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration down in Monterey Park on Saturday morning. There was a candlelight vigil tonight for the victims there, and there is still a lot to learn about what happened and why. Our Max Darrow is in Monterey Park tonight for us, and he has the story.
Tonight, community members and leaders came together for a candlelight vigil to honor the 11 people killed in the mass shooting at a dance studio in Monterey Park, California. Meantime, the investigation is still underway. The community of Monterey Park, California is searching for answers after a shooting massacre during a Lunar New Year celebration.
What drove a madman to do this? We don't know. But we intend to find out.
Police say 72-year-old Hu Can Tran used a semi-automatic pistol equipped with a large capacity magazine to attack the Star Dance Studio.
Investigators recovered a total of 42 shell casings.
Sheriff's deputies searched his home in a gated senior community about an hour away.
I thought he was a nice guy.
Resident Bill Perry says Tran was quiet and unsuspecting.
He was not a very outgoing person as far as that goes, except on the dance floor. That's who he was.
This is America's 33rd mass shooting this month. Those killed ranged in age from their 50s to their 70s.
She enjoyed her last dance, even though it was her last dance.
65-year-old Maymay Nan was killed in her car shortly after leaving the ballroom. Fonda Kwan is her niece.
What if we did Lunar New Year dinner and she might have not gone?
After the shooting, Tran went to a second dance hall. 26-year-old Brandon Say wrestled the gun away from him. He told ABC's Good Morning America he thought he was going to die.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him.
Tran got away, but police say about 12 hours later, he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound as officers closed in. According to the sheriff, Tran had items at his house that led investigators to believe that he was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors. But at this point, investigators still do not have any information surrounding a motive for the shooting.